We've got something slightly different just before lunch. We've had so many people getting in contact with the Tomorrow team and wanting to speak about their ideas, their projects, things that they want to get off the ground. And the Tomorrow team have done their best to accommodate those people. We've got a hugely packed programme, but every single one of these ideas that have come to us and been presented, we believe, are worthy of 2 minutes of your time. So some of the ideas have been showcased on the Tomorrow website, so you might have seen them if you've been on that. And some of these people are looking for help, advice, guidance. So we've put this session here now for them to just grab your ears for 2 minutes and talk about what they're up to. Please do get your notebooks at the ready, and if there's anybody you're interested in continuing in conversation with, find them at lunch. So if you know that you are some of the people who will be quickly talking about your ideas, please do make your way to the left-hand side of the stage. I don't know if everyone's here. I'm going to call out the names of the people that I have. And if you're not here, you won't respond. Have we got Daniel Robertson here? Oh, crap, he says yes. Fantastic. So first up, we've got Daniel Robertson, who is a trustee of UK Youth, who'll be giving an overview of the UK Youth programmes to show how they work with young people. Daniel.
Thanks, guys. This is quite good, actually, because it ties very well in with the respect campaign that you guys were going on about. Because at UK Youth as well, we're tired about the branding that is going on with young people, and that is what UK Youth Positive About Youth campaign is. Some of the headlines that we saw there, don't tar us all with the same brush, don't label all young people, and people talk about us, not to us. Well, here at UK Youth, we're all about the same way. We want to change those attitudes. We're fed up being labelled. We really are. And we've got a great team of young people who are working on our big Positive About Youth campaign, which you can find out more about www.positiveaboutyouth.org. In 10 days' time, Nigel Mansell, who is the Formula One world champion, is doing a cycle around Britain and the UK for us to raise awareness about the great things that young people are doing. And, you know, us as young people, there is, for instance, you know, in UK Youth alone, our networks, we've got about 40,000 young volunteers. And that's a lot of young people who are giving up their time. And that's why we are so fed up about the negative stereotypes that we're given. So please log on www.positiveaboutyouth.org and support our campaign. Thank you.
I would also like to say that I think Daniel wins the award for the hugest amount of effort to get here. How long in hours was your journey?
27
hours. I think that deserves another round of applause. Thank you both. All right, so next up on my list, we have Mark Lewis from the School of Communication Arts. Thank you, Mark.
Hiya, I am the Dean at School of Communication Arts. I'm a Dean of a school, I live in a school, I've only ever been expelled from school, so things bode well. We are the ad industry funded school. 52 ad agencies give us their money each year, and they give us their staff, and we use that money to do two things. One is give away lots of scholarships, so if you're looking for a scholarship to come to an ideas school, grab me at lunch. The other thing we do with that money is we use it to help our learners start businesses whilst they're at the school. So our idea is that we want to create a new generation of what we call ideapreneurs. Now, the word ideapreneur doesn't exist yet. It's not in any dictionary. However, if the word ideapreneur gets used a set number of times in a year, Oxford English are compelled to put the word in the dictionary. So I only really want to sell one thing to you today, one thing only. If you're going to blog about today or tweet about today, include the word ideapreneur, send it around. If you can, send me a link that you've used it. I'm going to build it all together and try and get the word ideapreneur put in the dictionary, because you guys here today are the ideapreneurs of the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mark. Idea. Next up on my list, I have somebody coming from the Philip Lawrence Awards Network who's been tweeting me and been in conversation with me on Twitter, someone has. Joel McNicol, and we've got another member of your team as well, Mark. So Joel and Mark from the Philip Lawrence Awards Network. Thank you.
Hello everyone, nice to be here. It's really good to speak after Respect and UK Youth about positive messages about young people, because the Philip Lawrence Awards Network is all about that. It's an awards programme that's been running for almost 15 years, and next year will be the 15th awards. It commemorates an amazing head teacher called Philip Lawrence, who was stabbed outside of school back in 95. I don't know if anyone remembers reading about that in the news. It's called the Planet, so Philip Lawrence Awards Network. There's several of us here today with badges on. We're all up for chatting to you if you want to come and meet us, speak to us at lunchtime. And it's an awards scheme that's open to groups of young people aged between 11 and 20 who are doing good stuff in their communities. So people from all over the UK, like Mark, who is one of our winners from 2009, who's now involved in helping to run the awards. I just wondered, Mark, if you could just really briefly say a little bit about the group that you won with and why other people should be interested.
Well, basically, I won in 2009, if I remember correctly. And that was with a group called Cross Cultures. And we're a group based down in Folkestone. And it's all about building bridges between different cultures. In Folkestone itself, you've got a lot of Romans, and then you've got, obviously, a lot of British people. And the big problem in Folkestone is that there's a lot of conflicting battles between the two. And we found it's a lot because people just don't understand each other. People don't understand each other's cultures. People don't understand where other people have come from. Now, Cross Cultures is all about... it's almost like a youth club in itself, and people can just drop in and start meeting up with each other, and it's kind of about setting up events for people from different backgrounds to really get involved with each other. So.
Cool, thanks, Mark. Sorry for putting you on the spot.
No. I was trying to.
No, that's fantastic. So that's just one example of some of the sort of fantastic things that young people around the country are doing to solve problems in their communities, campaigning on them, tackling them head on, you know, educating and supporting their peers. There's such a range of different things going on, and I know that so many of you are involved in things that would be eligible for the awards. The entries, the closing date is in September. You win £1,000 to invest in your project. It's really quick to enter online at www.philiplawrenceawards.net. And yeah, the five of us who are here today would love to have a chat with you at lunchtime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Okay, so next we've got on my list somebody called Nathan Lyons. Is Nathan Lyons or a colleague here from Make Do? Going once, going twice, gone. Okay, have we got someone called Jason Taniga? FC United Social Enterprise. All right, I'm doing very well. Okay, have we got Andy Dalby Welsh? Brilliant, someone must have heard how hungry I am. Okay, cool. How about Adam Hall? I'm loving this. Okay, I know Annalie May is here. She's also a friend of mine, I'm loving this. It's like a bit of a reunion today for me. She's a freelance visual artist, and we wanted to show some of her fantastic art, but we didn't have the space to do that today. But she's going to talk to you about it now. Thank you, Annalie.
Thank you.
Hey. Hello. I hope you're all enjoying this as much as I am. I think it's been great so far. I just wanted to let you know who I am, really. My name is Annalie May, and I was born and bred in the UK, and I just finished university last year. So I, like Naomi said, I do. I'm a visual artist. I've been trying to do freelance work this year. I paint. I put paint on canvas, and I like to paint people. I like to draw people, and I do mixed media. So in the past, I have built a huge collage out of throwaway things because I like to recycle. And I also have made some, recently I've made more little plasticine models. So I'm getting into that and hoping to do an animation at some point. But I just wanted to let you know who I am and hook up with any other ideapreneurs, to use the word. So yeah, OK. come and find me afterwards if you want to see what I do, or at lunch. I'll hopefully have a laptop. So, yeah, thanks.
Lovely, and Lee. Okay, so have we got Salim Kassam? Shame. Okay, Salim Kassam is the founder of your2cents.co.uk, if anybody wants to check that out. And finally, a very dear friend of mine who I don't believe has got back yet from the south of France, not that I'm jealous, Matt Keppel. He runs the Warblow Network, and I don't believe he's in the audience just yet. So he's hoping to come down later on today, and it's all about social change, meeting universities, entertainment, and events. Matt is a social enterprise ambassador. At university, he brought 15 friends together to sponsor a kid for a quid because they wanted to help young people in developing countries but couldn't afford to do it individually, so they grouped together. And since then, the Warblow Network has grown, and now he's all about arranging events for graduates and students in London to get together for social change. And he's also now involved in the YTFN, which is the Youth Trust Funding Network, I believe. And they've raised over £33,000 in the last 2 years from people in their 20s. If you'd like to find out more, Matt should be here today. Otherwise, it's mattkeppel@gmail.com. He would get very upset if I didn't shout him out.